And welcome to episode 23 of the Rebel Within podcast. Today's episode is going to be entitled Kung Flu. You can't have it both ways. Oh my God, I'm sorry, but every time I mention that word or hear that word, Kung Flu, I just start busting out laughing. And I have been since I've heard it. And I'd laugh hysterically for about 10 minutes. I'm going to try not to do that today because, you know, even though I'm trying to make light out of something that's very important in this country and in the world right now, you sort of kind of have to, make light of bad situations sometimes because that's the only way you can get through it. So you may hear me reference the coronavirus as COVID-19, the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus, the Chinese virus, the beer bug or the beer flu and even the Kung Flu. But what I wanted to get into episode today is the reason why it's called Kung Flu. You can't have it both ways. Is that I've noticed here right recently, within the last, a month or two, and especially in the last few weeks. Let's just put it like this right here. Ever since the George Floyd thing, now this doesn't have anything really, to a certain extent, has anything to do with the Chinese, or the Kung Flu, but it does to a certain extent. But ever since that incident happened, and you had the rioting and the protests and all that stuff, not once did you ever hear the left and the liberals, the liberal media, the Democrats, the politicians that, are just losing their damn mind, the Hollywoods, the elite and the leftists and all that shit. Not once have you heard them condemn the violence that went on in those protests. You want to hear people like CNN and Joe Biden and some of the other people call it a peaceful protest. I've never understood how looting and rioting and burning is peaceful, but maybe it is to some people. But what I'm getting at this is, okay, it is known, or not, well, I don't know that it's known, but it has been frowned upon that large gatherings of people tend to spread the coronavirus faster than any other thing, or aka the Kung Flu, than any other form of getting the virus. Now, everybody knows that you have to wear a mask, social distancing, 6 feet apart or whatever. Now, during those riots and those protests, very seldom did you see someone have a mask on. Now, how many people in those rioting and protests had the coronavirus or at least was asymptomatic to the point where they didn't know it and they spread it to other people? Now, you won't hear anyone condemn that because guess what? They were protesting against social justice. Well, I'm not saying that protesting against social justice is wrong. I'm saying this. Don't condemn somebody for doing one thing when you want to condemn someone else for doing something they want to do. Take, for instance, now, there's been a lot of bans and a lot of events and stuff that have got a lot of bands had to cancel tour dates and concerts and everything. A lot of social events have got canceled and everything due to the coronavirus. Okay. Now, people want to condemn you if you want to have an event that's going to be more than 10 people, where social distancing is probably not as where social distance is going to be probably less than it would be anywhere else. Now, okay. Okay. most places now have taken the precautions to prevent the corona from people getting a coronavirus by doing temperature scans and all that stuff and all that. Okay. Now, like, when I go into work every day, we had a camera set up and everything is hooked to a computer. And if you have a slight temperature, like 99 or something, that's something that's going to go off and it's going to alert them, letting you know that, hey, you know, somebody's potential, someone here could have a coronavirus. Okay. Now, I understand when you have a sporting event or a concert or something, there's going to be thousands of people there. Okay. But most of the time during those events like that, they have people that are like scanning people. You have to go through a metal detector and all that shit. Why can't they have something set up to detect the coronavirus when people come in through that thing? Now, here's the thing. Now, if you're asymptomatic, you're not going to know you have the coronavirus because you're not going to have the fever. You're not going to exempt any of the symptoms that the coronavirus says you have. So, yeah, you might have a few of those people that might slip through. But really, honestly, though. See, here's what I don't get, okay, with the coronavirus. People that don't have the coronavirus is going to spread to people, to other people, that don't have the coronavirus season. What I'm trying to say is this. So if I go to an event and everybody goes through there and they're screened or whatever. Now, like I said, someone still could slip through to be asymptomatic. But here's the thing. Let's say that they had a small concert and they allowed like 300 or 400 people there, social distance. Okay, now. The chances of someone in those 300 or 400 people to have the coronavirus is probably slim to none. But they still could possibly. What I'm trying to say is this. If everybody goes through one of those screen tests and they pass it and you go in and they have the show. If you don't have it, you're not going to pass it to someone else. Okay? And here's what I don't get. Even with the coronavirus, see, they want you to wear these masks. They want you to wash your hands. They want you to comply, doing 6 feet apart, social distancing, and all that. But you're social distancing from who? People who have the coronavirus? Can you actually tell me people out there who have actually had the coronavirus? Okay. And the thing that gets me is, okay, if they were, let's say, in contact with someone, and let's say they did talk to someone that was 6 feet apart from them, right? If that person that you were talking to and they were 6 feet apart from you, both were wearing masks, and you still get the coronavirus, then what's the point in wearing a fucking mask? It's not doing you no damn good. You're still going to get the shit. So my whole thing is, why condemn people who want to have things like concerts and events and stuff like that? People there know that they're taking a risk in going there. It's just like anything else. That's just like bull riders. They know that there's a chance every day they get on the back of a bull that they could die. But you know what? They still do it anyway. It's a thing. It's just like people know that you can die in a car wreck, but you still get in your car every day to go to work and the grocery store and out to eat and places, you know, shopping and all that. It's a way of life. So my whole thing is this. If you're not going to condemn one thing, then don't condemn it at all. You can't have it both ways. You can't. You can't not condemn the rioting and the protesting and saying that, oh, well, that event caused people to have coronavirus, but then want to turn around and judge someone else because they want to have a concert or some kind of event. You say, hey, well, they got all these people, they ain't social distancing and all that shit. Well, so what? Neither was those people fucking rioting, but y'all never said nothing about them, though, did you? I bet you not one whole damn time during all that rioting and looting was the coronavirus even mentioned. And if it was, you still didn't condemn it. That is what I'm trying to say. You can't have it both fucking ways. Either it's one way for all, or the other way for all, and leave it at fucking that. It's simple as that. You can't have it both fucking ways. So, and my whole thing is those people that are asymptomatic, and even if they do have the coronavirus, and let's say, you know, they're social distancing in 6 feet, and they're wearing a mask, and like I said, the other person's wearing a mask. What fucking good is one? See, they tell you that by you wearing a mask, it keeps you from getting other people fucking sick. Well, here's my thing. What's keeping me from getting sick? You wearing a mask? Well, if you got the fucking coronavirus or asymptomatic and you don't know it, and you still give me the coronavirus, then I guess that damn mask ain't doing a fucking thing. It's all a ploy to make fucking people comply. That's all it is. You don't do this, we're going to find you. You don't do this, we're going to arrest you. But yet, you know, that was like they want to condemn Donald Trump for getting the coronavirus and having all those rallies talking about, see all them rallies. You went to not wearing a mask, now you got the coronavirus. Well, there were a lot of people rioting and looting, too, that wasn't wearing masks, but how many of them got the coronavirus? Oh, but you don't hear that shit, though, do you? Nope. You know what I'm saying? It's all a bunch of fucking bullshit. The Kung Flu ain't nothing but a fucking... I mean, it's serious, don't get me wrong, right? But don't be surprised if I don't think some of it's a fucking joke either. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a fucking big political game for some fucking people, and I can't stand that shit. So if you're going to politicize something like the coronavirus, then you need to condemn everything and not just some of it. Because then that's why people don't take it serious. You know, those people out here that's not taking the coronavirus serious, where they see the rioting and looting and all that stuff on TV, and you're not condemning people for it. And they're like, well, damn, I guess it's okay for me to go out and do shit because, you know, apparently these people ain't getting the coronavirus. See what you done? You done fucking... Now you got a bunch of people not taking it fucking serious because you choose to fucking be an asshole and not fucking condemn people for the Kung Flu. I mean, like I said, you can't have it fucking both ways. It's either one way or no way, or just leave the shit alone. Well, I guess that's pretty much all I wanted to say on that topic. Yeah, so you have a good day, you have a blessed day, and I'll talk to you later. This is Wild Bill signing out of the Rebel Within podcast. See you.